You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. You know, we started the show yesterday. I was asking people about a picture I'd posted of this huge fire downstate. I think it was in Champaign County. And that was just the beginning of a very rough day in central Illinois. High winds, dry conditions. It was a red alert day. And there were several farm fires, crop fires throughout the area. No one knows that better. No one knows that better than Steve Gibbs, who's a farmer in Roseville, Illinois. Steve joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Steve, welcome to Chicago's WGN.
Thank you.
Roseville's west of Peoria, right?
Yeah, about 60 miles west.
All right, yes. So you were in the field yesterday. What happened?
I was cutting beans, and I unloaded my beans into the wagon, and I started back in the field, and somebody flagged me down and told me to look the other way, and I looked back at my wagons, and the ground was on fire. So I beat it around with the combine to get down there, but it was right next to a cornfield, and as soon as that fire hit those leaves and the corn, it took off like crazy, and wasn't anything I was going to be able to do.
So the fire was at your wagons?
Yeah, it was right by the wagons. Okay. It didn't bother. It didn't hurt anything.
Okay, and then the combine?
Yeah, combine's fine, and we looked it over, and we really can't find anything wrong. So I'm wondering if something got on the exhaust system or something and sparked it that way.
So tell me about how quickly the fire moved and what your thoughts were when you saw it.
When I saw it, I didn't think it was too bad, but I mean, I thought I could get it. But after I saw it was in the corn, it was shooting up above the stalks of corn just almost instantly. And with the 30-35 mile an hour winds that we were having, it moved across. I harvested part of this field, and it moved, and what wasn't harvested, it moved across that just blink of an eye. It was just moving like crazy. It was phenomenal how fast it was moving.
Do you guys have any idea what started these fires?
It could be a bearing in a combine, but it's mostly in the bean dust and the bean stubble and bean chaff. In places where it's really windy, in places it normally doesn't get, I think, and with the wind, and it gets hot and, starts a fire.
There was a fire, one in Danforth, which is in Iroquois County, that they said was 4 miles long and at times three-quarters of a mile wide. How does that compare with what you experienced?
Mine, it was probably about half mile long, and it wasn't, like a quarter mile wide at the where I just, it wasn't not even that wide. It was an eighth of a mile, maybe. It wasn't massive, but it would have been a lot worse, but the firemen got there quick, and they stopped it from going any farther, because if they hadn't, there was standing corn farther on, and it was going to go a long ways real quick. Once it gets in the standing corn, you're not going to stop it.
Right, and so you're right. So if it starts in bean stubble, that's one thing, but there's not as much stubble to burn.
Right.
So what would happen had that guy not flagged you down on the gravel road?
Well, I probably wouldn't have noticed it till I got partway back, or whenever I looked up to look at the wagons, and it would have already been going like crazy, burning. So it might have gotten to my wagons in two. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm just happy. And it got to the four-lane highway. There's a four-lane highway there. It got to that, and it jumped that. I'm guessing some leaves went. It's probably 150 feet away.
Wow.
They jumped the road and started in this bean stubble of another field, and this guy had already harvested it, which was nice. So, but it was just moving like it's unbelievable how fast it can move.
So, did you lose any crops?
The corn, yeah, I lost some. I don't know, 5 to 10 acres of corn, and then my neighbor to the north, it got in his field a little bit, and he lost a few acres, but.
So,
minor, really.
Well, I want to get to the injuries and things, but when it comes to the burned crop, I mean, I would assume that's something that insurance covers?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
actually, with my insurance, it's my hail insurance on my crop takes care of fire. So, the adjuster knows, so they're going to, whenever they get out, they'll check it and let me know what they find.
So, the Danforth fire I talked to you about, I was reading from their emergency people, and they had 10 fire departments or something, but they also thanked farmers who showed up with discs and plows. So I guess I'm assuming that was to sort of disc up or plow up sort of a brake line, but the way you're talking, if it traveled 150 feet over a four-lane highway, that might not have helped that much.
Yeah, but there were several farmers here. They come and help. They brought their discs, and they get as close to the fire as they can and just disc up the ground to try and keep it from going any farther, any wider especially. Or if they get the fire down partway, they'll run over it just to try and bury whatever they can that's hot. But there was several of them out there, and it helps. And it helps a lot.
So, Steve, you're saying that they would disc up the dirt, and then they would disc over the fire?
The fire would be pretty much out. It'd just be smoldering here and there.
Okay.
And they would kind of drive over to try and cover up some of that. But then the firemen, anything smoking at all, I mean anything, they were putting water on or made sure it disced up and to make sure there wasn't anything smoldering, whatever, because it was still windy. And I know there's some local other farmers around there that saw the smoke. They quit harvesting until the wind died down. They just quit cutting beans and decided to wait until the wind died because they didn't want it to happen to them.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Our area, we had 3 to 4 other fires in our area, small ones, maybe, we had one gentleman, he lost his combine. It burned his combine up.
It was fueled by the wind, obviously, in the dry conditions, but it was caused by farm machinery, essentially. That's kind of the thought.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's most generally that's what it is. It's usually a bearing or, getting hot and just igniting. Or if you got you get a fuel leak, anything like that can ignite it.
It's amazing. It's amazing if it moved that fast that there were no farmers injured. I got to tell you, I learned about this because my parents were driving around Arthur and Arcola yesterday, and they sent me a picture of one, and how it moved so fast. They had to get directions how to get out of there. It's amazing no farmers were injured.
Yeah, I know. And it is. But the firemen, I have to hand it to firemen. They got there, and they did a whale of a job. And they had to stop traffic, and state police got there and stuff to stop traffic because you could not see. The smoke was so thick. Right. You could not see anything. So we had to stop traffic on the four lane for a while.
And the other thing is no buildings were damaged, right?
No, nothing. Nope. They got it all stopped before it got to any. And it was kind of heading towards some buildings. So it was, they were got there and got it done. And it actually worked out because the fire truck was already headed for mutual aid. Another fire department called them to help them
right.
with a fire. And when they got that, our call or my call, they had to turn around and come back.
So your fire department might have well been at another fire had they been called 20 minutes later.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they were going to be at another fire. Yes.
That's amazing. Well, have you ever experienced anything like this before?
Not myself, no. About 5 years ago, we had a weather about like this, and we had a day where we had numerous fires. We had a really big one, but about 5 years ago we had a bunch of fires.
Well, I don't remember that, but I'm glad you're okay. We're kind of focusing on farmers today and the kind of year it's been. Add into that, what's it been like for you? I mean, this is a hell of a way to end it, but what's the year like been during the pandemic?
It's really harvesting wise, it's been pretty good. I'm very satisfied with the yields, and it's been dry where we can run practically every day. But so far, so good on harvest.
Are you out there today?
I had my combine. I finished the field that I had the fire, and I got it finished, and I'm going to get moved to another one.
Steve Gibbs is a farmer in Roseville, which is west of Peoria. He was a victim of that fire yesterday. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. I think it's hard sometimes for us in the city to understand these things, but you helped us quite a bit.
Thank you.
You bet.
Glad to help.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN.